Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
South Africa's property sector is showing signs of optimism for 2025, buoyed by recent interest rate cuts, a rebound in retail and industrial markets, and a stabilizing office sector. With real estate investment trusts, or REITs, delivering some strong returns, the outlook is brighter than it has been in years, but I guess, is that sustainable? I'm going to talk now to Akilin Ndlovu, who is an independent property analyst. Akilin, good evening to you and welcome. So we ended last year on a high note as far as the property sector is concerned. What were the key drivers behind this positive momentum? Let's get some context first.
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for the interview. So last year was a great year. It was mainly driven by a couple of things. Beginning of the year, we saw increased institutional buying, mainly by the PIC. And then post that, we had the election outcome, GNU, which was quite positive for the sector. And then after that, we had September rate cut expectations, ultimately leading to the rate cuts. And we saw the sector continue to do well. And getting closer to the year, we saw good results coming from the property companies, great updates, results in pre-close.
So REITs particularly posting some impressive returns last year, if I'm not mistaken, in many respects, outperforming both equities and bonds. This says a lot, doesn't it, about investor confidence in the property sector?
Yes, I would say so, as well as patience. If you look at the sector, delivered over 29% total returns, beating equities, which did about 13% thereabout, and bonds at 17%. So it was mainly patients around waiting for the earnings outlook to improve, and we're seeing that happening with the sector, as well as balance sheets getting stronger and cash flows improving as well.
So you've noted a shift from net selling to net buying of assets in the sector. Is there a specific factor that is driving this change, and how significant would that be for the market?
Well, it's quite interesting. If you look at initially, the sector was selling lots of assets to help reduce the loan-to-value ratios. At some point, they were about 44%, and they've come down to about 39%. So the balance sheets are in good shape now, and property companies are ready to look for opportunities. As you saw last year, lots of buying across most of the retail sector, big shopping centers and malls. And we see that probably likely to continue, given that there's more capital available, and the sector was able to raise, in terms of equity raised, over 13 billion rand last year from book builds and dividend reinvestment plans. So the sector is much in a better situation going forward.
Keelan, you specifically point to retail properties like the Mall of the South here in Johannesburg and the Mall of Mthatha, which have seen notable acquisitions. The retail sector is attracting a lot of attention from investors. Is this purely an interest rate play?
Yeah, it's that as well, and the economic outlook, as well as vacancies. We're seeing them declining. They peaked at over 7% during the COVID era, and they're now at about 4 to 5% levels, and stronger shopping centers, some even below 3%.
Yet we need to be concerned about interest rates, a recurring theme in the property outlook last year. Obviously, these cuts do influence the sector's ability to raise capital and improve financial health. But Keelan, you'll also agree with me that there are some warning signs on the horizon here that the interest rate environment in 2025 may not be as benign as we thought it was going to be towards the end of last year.
Sure, that's a good point. We saw that from the Fed as well, indicating potentially fewer rate cuts ahead. And at the end of the year, the listed property sector started to cool off based on that. And you have to watch out as well, with the sector having done so well, maybe short-term profit-taking and volatility, as well as pricing in less interest rate cuts going forward.
All right, so that's the retail sector. Let's look at the industrial sector, also outperforming last year. Is there a specific reason or different set of reasons as to why this sector is so resilient? And might the trend continue in 2025, or could there be a potential pullback here?
Yeah, the general consensus, the industrial sector is likely to continue to do well. It's been fairly stable and consistent outperformer, mainly driven by warehousing, distribution, and logistics, not much manufacturing. And given the positive growth in the retail space, that helps to support the industrial sector. So continue to likely to do well, and there's not much supply coming through as well.
Talking of supply, the office market, again, towards the end of the last year, was showing a degree of stabilization. But on my drive into work tonight, challenges still remain as far as high vacancy rates are concerned. The signs are outside many buildings. How long do you think it's going to be before we see any meaningful rental growth in this segment? Or are we going to have to wait a while?
So I'll say probably 18 months to 2 years, I'll say. If you look at the average vacancies, they are just under 14% for the office sector, having peaked at about 17%. But you have to be careful how we look at the office market because it depends on the regions. For example, if you look at Cape Town, vacancies are about 6% or so on average, and Joburg is sitting at about 17%. So that's from a region perspective, and then the types of office buildings. If you look at your premium grade or your prime grade properties, they're under 8% vacancies. And then B2C grade, where you're driving around, seeing lots of those signs, they're like 16 to 17% vacant. So it's sector specific and location specific.
Keelan, 17% here in Johannesburg is worrying. That's disturbingly high. And again, that all comes back to infrastructural difficulties that the city is facing, and in many respects is not really getting to grips with it.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest challenges for the sector, decaying infrastructure and then increasing municipal charges as well to above inflation levels. So the sector, at some point, companies have to look at their buildings and maintain, do stuff that's supposed to be done by the local authorities just to make sure that they get tenants and their malls and offices continue to work. So it's a big challenge, as well as the water issue.
So finally then, is there any specific advice you might give to potential investors looking to either enter or expand their presence in the property market in this country?
So in terms of earnings growth, the sector is likely to deliver probably 3 to 4% dividend or earnings growth, and that's likely to go above 5% later in the year or early 2026. So it's modest growth. And you're looking at yields of anywhere between 8 to 10%, depending which company you're looking for. So it's fairly stable. We've seen most of the great returns. So it's going to be more moderate growth going forward.
Keelan Ndlovu, thank you very much indeed. Independent property analyst, and I look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.